Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor to Tenkar's Tavern Blog. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, today, it's going to be probably a little bit of an emotional day. Well, maybe not in the podcast, but today was certainly emotional. Members of my old gaming group, myself and two of our friends from Dallas, who we've known for years through online gaming, you know how your tabletop gaming group can sometimes transition, ours certainly did, we went down to the Freedom Tower, which would be the new World Trade Center, I guess, building one. And we went because I was there when the towers came down on 9/11. The brothers were either there on the day or in the week after. And our Texas friends, we all lost a gamer at the time. 9/11, we lost Paul Benedetti. I've mentioned this in the past on 9/11, on the 9/11 episode. So we went down to the Freedom Tower, and we went to the observatory and looked at the Manhattan skyline, the Jersey skyline, identified where you could see Ellis Island. You could see, the Statue of Liberty, Liberty Island. The three bridges that cross from New York into Brooklyn. I took some nice pictures. It's not like when you were a kid. I don't even know if it's still like this. If you go to just the Empire State Building, the observatory was outside. So you could actually, spit into the wind and theoretically throw coins off the side. Not that I did. But everybody, my fellow New Yorkers that were talking about it, we were all brought by our grandparents down to the Empire State Building. So for us, this was a little bit of a change, checking out Freedom Tower. And that was emotional because, I was down there when the towers came down. I was in that area, and I reported to that area many times in the days and weeks thereafter. And it was emotional. It was also physically painful because I walked about 6.5 miles today. And I have sciatica, which it was nice enough to really flame up today. It was really awesome. I guess the 16 flights of stairs between taking the Long Island Railroad and subway and all the other stuff, there was a lot of walking, a lot of stair climbing. So I was getting worn out. But after the Freedom Tower, we found our way out, and we found our way to the WTC Memorial. And that was very emotional for me. And not just because I was down there. We lost Paul Benedetti. He was a gamer in our group, one of the core members from high school, college, and we were there, and I got to see his name etched in the marble, and it really brought things home, because we gather on a yearly basis around his birthday in the spring to do geek things and gaming things, and I share OSR material with the rest of the group. Stuff that I find, I think they'd like. But this made it real. And it made it real that, and it was always real for me, again, because I lived through it every 9/11, sometimes every day to some extent, but to see all those names, see the names of everybody that was lost, it's striking. And yet, at the same time, it was a good day. Why? Because my friends, who, like I said, the group transitioned from tabletop to MMOs, and once we did MMOs, I was around that for years. I refuse to touch it now that I'm retired. I've got more important things to do with my time than get lost in an MMO. But they want me to DM using Roll20. I have experience with Roll20, fine. But they want me to roll with 5e. That ain't happening. And it's not happening because I don't know the system well enough. And if I don't know the system well enough, it's not going to be a good experience for everybody involved. And I know when we were younger, and a new edition of D&D came out, and we played AD&D, and then when Unearthed Arcana came out, everybody had to get out and get Unearthed Arcana because the new official rules were out. And then when second edition came out, I mean, I got it the day it released. Went to a store in Jackson Heights, Discount Books, who got there. You know, I pre-ordered this stuff, and, you know, I walked out there. I guess, like, I don't know, an hour before they closed, because they didn't get their books till like, late afternoon, and I had to get out of work. And I remember that we had to play the latest D&D. No, I don't want to play the latest D&D. I don't want to run the latest D&D. It's not that 5e is a bad system. It's not. It's a good system. It is a system that is empowering this huge revival in RPGs, and it is it's the engine that's driving the hobby, period. And as a rising tide lifts all ships, 5e is enabling other publishers to also get their work out there, whether it's OSR or otherwise. So 5e is a good thing. And for those of you that disagree with me, we'll have to agree to disagree, or you can just go fuck yourself. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? I mean, it's just all this bad, wrong, fun bullshit. 5e is evil. No, 5e isn't evil. It might not be the game for me, but it's certainly the game for many. And I've had this discussion with others that this whole bad, wrong, fun thing. No. But for me, if I'm going to run stuff, I play in 5e. But if they want me to run games, I said, I got two requirements. One, it can't be like an MMO where you suddenly just start pulling a group together. You know, I was like, oh, well, Dave's logged in. What about Bryson? Oh, like maybe, oh, well, give me a call. I'll be in 5 minutes. No, I'm not running a game on call. So if they want to do this, we'll set a time aside twice a month. And on a fairly regular basis, and I'll run it. And it doesn't have to be Swords and Wizardry Light, like they thought. But I'll run Swords and Wizardry Complete. Not a problem. I'll run Labyrinth Lord, if that's what they want. I'll run Osric. If they want to play the AD&D 1E that we used to play, I'll run it using Osric on my end. They can refer to whatever book they want to on theirs. But my end, I'm popping out my Osric rules, because that will keep me sane. And as a DM, being sane is where you want to be, generally speaking, I think. On that note, folks, I am fucking exhausted. According to my watch, I said I walked 6.5 miles, 16 flights. Number of steps was ridiculous. 13,000, 14,000, some bullshit number. So I think I'm going to take something for the discomfort and get to bed relatively early. But for the rest of you, get some rest. But as always, be safe, be well, God bless, please. Especially on today, God bless all of you. Roll your dice well. And, oh, tomorrow's Sunday, football. Yeah, you'll still get to hear from me. My Jets will lose. I can almost guarantee it, you know. It's like the sun will rise every morning and set in the evening. The Jets will arrive to play their game, and they will lose before time runs out. All right, folks. I'll catch you all later. Bye-bye.